Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi was not running for anything in this election, but he is expected to emerge the winner, with a body of legislators who will support him and the roughly 200 laws he has passed by decree. Despite the low turnout, election workers say they are excited because the country has been without a parliament for about 3 years.
I love my homeland. I love Egypt. I hope the right candidate will win. I hope all the candidates will win, including myself.
Some observers say Egypt's elections were marred by vote buying, officials directing voters, as well as turnout that appeared to be the lowest since before the 2011 ouster of Hosni Mubarak.
Some of the candidates are trying to win votes with bribes, and it is changing which candidates they are voting for.
Other observers say vote buying in Egypt is so common these days, it functions like a large business.
Buying votes has become like the stock market. The morning opens with one price, and in the afternoon, it's higher price. The highest prices are just before the polling stations close.
Egypt's last parliament was dissolved in 2012, and observers say the irregularities at the polls could later be used to break up this nearly 600-member body. The incoming parliament is the first elected since the adoption last year of a new constitution that empowers lawmakers to impeach a president or call for early elections. In the meantime, the new parliament is expected to start work next month. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.